British Prime Minister David Cameron says national defence is the first duty of any government and that restructuring Britain's armed forces is necessary.
We will look at the real threats we face today in our world, whether it's from cyber terrorism, whether it is from international terrorism or terrorism that comes from dissident Republicans in Northern Ireland. We will look at the modern threats we face in a modern world and make sure our armed forces are fit to face them.
Mr. Cameron says Britain will spend about $800,000 during the next 4 years on a national cybersecurity program.
This will significantly enhance our ability to detect and defend against cyber attacks, and it will fix shortfalls in the critical cyber infrastructure on which the whole country now depends.
Under the plan, Britain will scrap several plane systems, decommission several ships early, eliminate some 25,000 military-related civilian jobs, and reduce its number of troops by about 7,000. There will be no cuts for troops or equipment in Afghanistan. Malcolm Chalmers is an analyst at London's Royal United Services Institute.
I think for a number of years now, Britain's policy has been based centrally on NATO, on operating militarily along with allies, in particular United States. And the US perhaps will find that we can make a rather smaller contribution, but I think it will still be the most important military power in NATO Europe.
While in Europe last week, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the United States is concerned about the cutbacks. Britain has been America's strongest ally in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mr. Cameron says the cuts will not hurt Britain's special relationship with the United States.
I talked to President Obama last night about some of the decisions that we're taking and the Americans, and he absolutely believes that it will allow us to maintain that very strong partnership with the United States and with NATO.
Chalmers says Britain is the third largest military spender in the world, behind the United States and China, and that despite an 8% cut in its defence budget, Britain will remain strong.
The United Kingdom, after this defence review, will remain the most powerful European NATO partner in terms of military force. It will continue to spend more than other Europeans. And not least, the UK's willingness to get in there and to get engaged in operations with the United States when we believe it's in our interest to do so will continue to be very strong. And I think that's evidenced, actually, in Afghanistan.
Prime Minister Cameron says Britain will keep its independent nuclear deterrent, although it will delay building new nuclear submarines and extend the life of existing ones. He says the goal is to build a military force that is more mobile, more flexible, and better equipped to meet future challenges. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.